Here's your midday brief for Monday, February 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The death toll from a series of earthquakes and aftershocks that struck Turkey and Syria has risen to more than 2,300 people. The 7.8 and 7.5 magnitude quakes destroyed thousands of buildings, prompting a massive rescue operation in the region. International organizations and governments have pledged assistance in the aftermath of the quakes. President Biden said the U.S. is sending teams to Turkey to help authorities, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country would send aid to neighboring Syria, although the two countries have been technically at war for decades. China has confirmed that it was the source of a balloon detected flying over Latin America, describing it in similar terms to the suspected surveillance balloon that the U.S. shot down over the weekend. Pentagon officials say the second balloon was seen drifting across Central and South America, characterizing it as a fleet of surveillance balloons operated by China. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman described the balloon as an unmanned airship for research purposes that had been blown off course by bad weather. And Ukraine is warning that Russia is completing preparations for a major new offensive this month. The governor of the country's Luhansk region said Russia is continuing to bolster its offensive capacity and bring in troops to frontline positions while decreasing its rate of fire in certain areas to save ammunition for the coming advance. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.